All right, we're going to go ahead and have Chris Graham next from South Dakota State University.
Okay, so I'm going to present some data on the effects of tillage in the conversion of grassland to row crops and the effects of tillage on soil health. I wrote this down, so I try to stay on task here. Whoopsies. Okay. So really the motivation for this stems from several years back when we had these historic spikes in grain prices in our area. We had a lot of farmers that were considering taking grassland, converting it to row crops, and then farming for a few years, then just fallowing it once the prices went back down. And so we were really interested in the impacts of soil after that very first tillage and then the few subsequent years. And so we wanted to compare this tillage effect versus no-till. And so we started this project in 2016, and this is in western South Dakota. Slightly more rain, 12 inches of rain, I think, or so. Semi-arid climate, though. And we converted this first block to grassland grassland through no-till practices and then through tillage. And by tillage, I mean a moldboard plow, followed by it to break the sod, and then followed by a disc to prepare the seedbed. And so each of these treatments is represented or is replicated four times. In 2017, we created a new block of conversions, same treatments, and then we rotated the first block to sorghum. And then in 2018, we'll do this once more. And then by the end of this 3-year period, we'll have a chronosequence. I'm trying to be clear on this. So the chronosequence will be 3 years of first year after conversion data, 2 years of 2 years after conversion data, and 1 year of 3 years after conversion data. So I hope that makes sense. Today I'm just going to be talking about some of the some PLFA, phospholipid fatty acid analysis for the 2016 and 2017 crops, or following the harvest of those crops. And then a few aspects of the Cornell soil health test for the 2016 and 2017 first year after conversion data. So I'm going to reiterate that one more time. 1A down there, where you can see, here it is. 1A is the first year. This is PLFA following the first year harvest of, or after the first year of conversion, 2016. 2B is was taken after the sorghum harvest, so that would be 2 years after conversion. And then this 2A is taken after the first year harvest of wheat on the second block of conversions. So basically what you can see here, this is total biomass, and while there is certainly, the boxes, green boxes are the grassland control. Purple is the no-till, and then this beige color is the till treatment. And so total biomass concentrations, there is certainly a trend that you can see with the conversion of grassland to row crops. However, these differences aren't statistically significant at this point. And a similar trend from the, looking more specifically at the bacterial or microbial biomass, similar trend that you can see immediately after you make that conversion, but these differences aren't statistically significant. When you look at fungi, however, this is a statistically significant decrease in the fungi concentration, not consistent between the tillage, no tillage, but still certainly a drop between the or from the grassland control, and then more so from the fungi to bacteria ratio, decreasing in the order of no till to till. And this certainly has a lot of implications for things like carbon sequestration, decomposition, nutrient cycling. I'm getting to the end here.
45 seconds.
Gotcha. Okay, aggregate stability, similar trends, decreasing. This is statistically significant, decreasing in the order of falling from the grassland to the no-till, and then finally to tillage. Active carbon, this is a measure of readily available energy in the soil. And so kind of a mixed bag there between the 2 years after conversion, certainly more so in the second block. Similar to ACE soil protein, this is a measure of the protein-like substances in the organic matter. It's kind of what you think of as possibly the organic nitrogen supply for mineralization. Respiration, despite those trends, was opposite, so much more significant in the first conversion block. So, concluding, high inter and intra-annual variability within treatments masks a lot of these statistical significances. There's no consistent trends between no-till and till for many of these soil health indicators, but where we do see that right away is with the fungal populations as well as aggregate stability, where tillage had a greater effect, as you might expect, given the amount of soil disturbance. So, quit there.
Alrighty.
Thank you very much.